All right, Matthew chapter 24. Let's gather more clues here of the mother and what she's doing. The Lord Jesus Christ leaves the temple after blasting the religious leaders of his day. And we saw all the qualities, and I remember what we're doing. I'm trying to pull out the doctrine specific to the mother, and it is a false religious system. Matthew chapter 24, now watch this. And Jesus went out, that means, and departed from the temple. That means God Almighty's Son, when he left that temple, that's it. God Almighty has never been back to the temple. Now, I know it was razed and destroyed, and I don't care what they have over there now, and I know they're going to build another one. And the next time the world thinks God is in the temple is when the Antichrist is in the temple saying he is God. And the next time the real Son of God returns on that great white horse, he's going to come back and go into that temple, and it's going to rule from Jerusalem. All right? So that's coming. Let's look at Matthew chapter 24. Great words here from our great Lord Jesus Christ regarding the tribulation and the last 7 years. Okay? Verse 1, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And remember, we're only going to pull out the doctrine specific to the mother. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. The only thing that makes sense in verse 1, after the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew 23 just blasted the religious leaders of the temple, doesn't it seem odd that they would come show them the buildings of the temple? It seems odd to me. Have you ever been in a situation that was so tense, you really didn't know what to say, and you just said something? Verse 2, and Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, and remember when he ascended into heaven in Acts chapter 1 from that same mountain, his foot is going to come down and touch that mountain again in his second coming. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Simple questions. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Now, how can you make that verse a reality in your life? You're saying, well, how do you know Martin Richling's deceiving you? Real simple. You go by the Bible alone, the scriptures alone. Then you know you're not being deceived. You got it? That's that simple. You don't listen to the wisdom of men. You go by the scriptures alone, and you will never be deceived. How about getting on your knees and say, God, please, I don't want to be deceived. With 100% pure heart, I just want to know your great book. It's that simple, and read it. Verse 5, look at this big clue regarding the mother. Notice when the Lord Jesus Christ says this, he says this when he is still on the earth, and he's talking about something future. Watch it now. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Listen to me. That is a prediction. That is a prophecy of a future events. It was not happening during the time of the Lord Jesus Christ, nor did it happen in the Old Testament. No one in the Old Testament or in the time of the Lord Jesus Christ came along and said, I am Christ. Now, Christ means anointed one. They're going to say, I am Christ. That is a direct, specific reference to the mother's use of Roman Catholicism, because every pope says he is Christ on earth, the vicar of Christ. That's only a title specific for them in that religion. They claim to be the vicar of Christ. So when the Lord Jesus Christ says, I am Christ and shall deceive many, that for many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ. Roman Catholicism says they represent Jesus Christ. There's been many popes, and every single one of them says they are the vicar of Christ. Okay? And shall deceive many. I would count currently on the planet about 1 billion Roman Catholics as many. And it's not just in Roman Catholicism. that the mother uses and spreads this. So mark it down. It's not talking about people out there like the nutcases who want to go out there and say that they're Jesus, the Messiah. It's not talking, see, no one comes around saying I am Christ. It's not talking about people who are out there saying, follow me, I'm your Messiah. It's not talking about the Looney Tunes out there. It's a direct reference to that false religious system. That's a big one. Okay, verse 5, for many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. There you go. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. Again, I don't want to get into the doctrine. I want to teach just what has to do with the mother. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Good indicator. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. Now let me just mention something about earthquakes. Okay, because that is a very specific reference to what? Verse 8, all these are the beginning of sorrows. The beginning of sorrows. Now, I remind you of something. When the Lord Jesus Christ says that there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places, I have to just point this one thing out here. The thing regarding earthquakes. Go with me to the book of Amos in your Old Testament, the book of Amos. Okay? Now, when you look at the book of Amos, there's an amazing passage here in Amos that I find amazing when I think of the earthquakes. In Amos chapter 1, watch this very closely. Look at verse 1. The words of Amos, who was among the herdmen of Tekoa, which he saw concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the what? Before the earthquake. Now, most people don't realize what that's talking about. Back then, listen closely, that earthquake, whatever earthquake he's talking about, that Amos references, was such an event, such a singular event in time. It was such an abnormal event, something that normally did not happen, that Amos can just write, and God can write through Amos, 2 years before the earthquake. Everybody then would know, except because of the other things in the verse, though, it would be concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. But they really narrow down the time, but when they say 2 years before the earthquake, that tells you specifically when it happened. Why would that be in the Bible? Remember Romans 15:4. Now the things which were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. When you read through your whole Bible, following that great establishment commandment, you see these things. Now, when he says 2 years before the earthquake, just think if I said that to you today. Hey, guess what there, brethren? Remember that thing that happened over there 2 years before the earthquake? You'd say what? Which earthquake? Because we've had so many. If I was to say today, 2 years before the earthquake in our lifetime, you would have no clue which earthquake I am talking about because they are now so increased in number. But back then, it was an event. There were not a lot of earthquakes happening. So that's a great passage there to show you. That's just a side note. So go back here. See what I mean? So you can kind of tell the time you're in here. Matthew chapter 24, verse 8, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Now, Gentile believers today have been grafted into that tree, that Jewish tree, Romans 11 says. Trust me, believe the scriptures. This is so simple. You start letting the life of Jesus Christ really live through your flesh. Have you ever noticed that God Almighty, when he teaches you through that establishment commandment, fulfilling his eternal purpose of the manifestation of his son's life through your flesh, because that's the only way it happens. You have to follow that establishment commandment or you will never manifest the life of Christ. Notice how Satan doesn't care. If you teach every topic in the world, you can teach everything. You can even teach every book of the Bible if you go like this. Well, I'll start in Matthew, then I'll teach Genesis, then I'll teach Acts, then I'll go to Psalms. You can bounce all over like a ping pong ball in a tornado. But let me tell you something. When it comes time to teaching following that commandment, Romans forward to Revelation and then Genesis all the way up to Romans, and you get established in the faith, Satan throws such persecution your way, he blots it, he kicks you out of here, just like Paul was run out of town. Paul was run out of town, okay? So it can deceive so many people because he doesn't care that you teach topically all over the place. He really starts caring when you follow that establishment commandment because he does not want to see the life of Jesus Christ on the planet. And as that life starts to live, you will be hated of everybody. You see, all these so-called Christians out there who just want to blend in and be loved by everybody, that's not, you have no clue of what's going on in real Bible-believing children of the Most High God. Okay? Nothing. Verse 10, and then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's among believers. That matches what the Apostle Paul says, okay, in 2 Timothy. Now, again, back to the mother doctrine. Verse 11, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive, what? Many. There is a big clue how you can tell if the false prophets are false prophets. They deceive many. Now listen, this broadcast right now, these YouTube videos and our radio lessons, I call them radio lessons, I just call them Bible school lessons from now on, because I've been no longer on the radio. Isn't it funny how I get to Romans chapter 10 on the radio and all of a sudden there's problems, okay, because I spoke truth. And listen, and by the way, I got to say it here real quickly. Some of you people think that because he was on the radio that somehow that lends credibility to what he was doing. You're so delusional. You must be drinking alcohol 24/7. Any moron with money can get on the radio. These radio stations will take your money for any reason. So any moron can get on the radio. You don't have to be doctrinally sound to get on the radio. But I assure you, if you are doctrinally accurate and follow God's commandment, you won't last long. And they can tell you any reason they want. Okay? I spoke 100% truth. There you go. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. I'm not deceiving many. People, I've been, lately, this whole past week, I'm the number one heretic here. I'm a convicted heretic. I'm the heretics website. What's so funny about that is this. Deceiving many, there's 40-something people in our fellowship group. 40. Does that sound like many to you? Does that sound like many? The ones who have the huge followings, they're the ones doing the problem. I'm not a numbers person, never have been. My wife can testify to you. I will sit at a kitchen table with people in our home, and I've done it in my home and in their home and teach them face to face. And I don't care if it's one person or two, and I'll do it faithfully every week just like I do these videos. I don't care about numbers. I care about truth. So a big thing the mother does shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Great, great doctrine that the mother has everybody tricked on. All of you people out there, and I'm going to deal with it when I come to it, but those of you who think you're being raptured out, okay, before the tribulation begins, you pre-trib rapture people, you're so deceived. The mystery of God is finished in Revelation in the middle of in chapter 10. The mystery of God is finished. When that seventh trumpet begins to sound. Listen, you're taken out at what you call the rapture, at the last trumpet. The Apostle Paul says that, 1 Corinthians 51. Here's something to really chew on. The last trumpet. There's been no trumpets that have sounded in the church age since the Pentecost. Since Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, there's been no trumpets. Okay? Guess what? There's seven trumpets that sound in the book of Revelation. Okay? Now, I have a YouTube video on this, so check it out. I'll teach the detail when I get there, but the mother has you all fooled. There's seven trumpets that sound in Revelation. That the seventh trumpet brings you up to the mystery of God then is finished. And guess what? There is an eighth trumpet after that seventh. The great trumpet that sounds is in Matthew chapter 24, we're going to see here. That's the eighth trumpet. And that's when he sends his angels out to gather his elect from all four winds. And you think, well, I'm not Jewish. Listen to me, you guys are so goofy. You're going to transition into this program just like Peter transitioned out of the Jewish program into grace. We're going to transition to his program. That's when you're taking it. You say, I still don't believe it because we're saved from wrath. The wrath in Revelation doesn't hit the believer. Check it out. Okay? And here's the final nail in your coffin, what do you call yourselves? Just the ones who think you're getting raptured out before the trip begins? Listen. Why would Paul in 1 Timothy 6 tell Timothy to keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his days he shall show who's that only potentate, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? That's the second coming. Why would Paul tell Timothy to keep that commandment pure until that day if Timothy was getting raptured out 7 years prior? You see, you're crazy. That's what you get for not truly rightly dividing the word of truth. Thinking right division is, well, that's Israel, that's Gentiles. That's not right division. Right division is Bible truths in their right time period. And following that establishment commandment, you're reading perfectly. Ha ha, gotcha. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. You have to die like Paul. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. You have to die in faith. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, look at this. Whoso readeth, let him understand. See, the mother would have you believe. Now, what's we know that. That's the Antichrist. It's going to stand in the holy place. Daniel spoke about it. See the parenthesis? The mother has everyone fooled who do not think that the King James Bible is perfect. Because look at the preservation there. When that takes place, which is future from 2011, you'll be able to read about it. The Lord Jesus Christ says. Read where? In the CNN on TV? Read about it in the New York Times? What do you mean read about it? You're reading in the book of God. That means the book of God has to be preserved future from now. Listen to the all authority lessons. Get your head out of your spiritual butt. Verse 16. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Now watch it. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. It doesn't run the full 7 years. The days are shortened. We don't know exactly how many days it's shortened. That's why no man knoweth of the day or of the hour when the Lord Jesus Christ returns. Only the Father knows. Even the Lord Jesus Christ himself does not know, the book of Mark says. Verse 23, then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. See the mother's doctrines, false teachings going out there through the mouths of her children and her preachers. Lo, here is Christ, or there, believeth not. It's not going to happen like that. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets. Look at this. And shall show great signs and wonders. So there's going to come a time that there's going to be tremendous miracles done by Satan through all of the mother, through all of her individual harlots and abominations. Okay? So don't worry what you see. We walk by faith, not by sight in this book. Verse 24, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. The very elect. People like how the Apostle Paul fully established in the faith, the very elect, the top believers. That's how bad it's going to get. Behold, I have told you before. Isn't it amazing how the Lord Jesus Christ can say so much in one verse? I have told you before. You know what's amazing to me? Colossians, you know, every day I pray, let you in some insight. I ask God, God, since I've been doing this since 1996, if I'm wrong anywhere, please correct me. Please show me. I just want to know truth so I can teach the world. That is my sincere desire. I don't do it for money, okay? If this school cost me and other, there's a few faithful men, very few, who pay the money to get these broadcasts to you so you don't get them charged to you. We don't want to do that. As long as we have earthly jobs, praise the Lord, we'll do so. Okay? Wherefore, they shall say unto you, behold, and you know when they say, oh, you just want to get disciples after you. Believe you me, if it were up to me, I would enjoy my beautiful little home in the country with my wife and wouldn't talk to the world if it were up to me. If it was just my flesh thinking, I would read my Bible and enjoy it, and enjoy my wife, and we would just be together because I enjoy her company all the time. Guess what? But in me is that word, and it has to get out. So I don't care if anyone really believes it. You know, if I'm a cult leader, like they're calling me now, I'm the stupidest cult leader in the history of cult leaders because I have zero followers. Okay? I have all these people believing God's book is right. They're following God's book. They're not following me. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say in you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as a lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Now look at verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days. What does it say? Immediately after. And that's after the 3.5 years and the last half. We don't know exactly how many days, but at the end of the trib, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And people say, well, what's that? What's the sign of the Son of Man in heaven? He comes back on a white horse. Well, that's a pretty good sign, and the armies in heaven followed him. I'd say that's a sign. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. You know why all the tribes of the earth mourn then? Because guess what they've been doing for the last 3.5 years of the trip? They're saying that the Judas Iscariot, the risen, resurrected Judas Iscariot, that Satan's going to resurrect, because he has the power to do it. Remember Job, he walks up and down in the earth, not on it. He can go get him. And put him right there. Okay, remember Samuel? That witch brought up Samuel. It's nothing for Satan to go down and get Judas and bring him up. Let me tell you what. He's there been saying he's God. Okay? And everyone's thinking it. The deceived unbelievers left. The few believers that may be here, because the Lord Jesus Christ says, when he comes back to earth, shall he find faith on the earth. The few that will be here. Okay? Of all the vast majority that are deceived, they're going to think that was God. They've been thinking that's God that last 3.5 years is Antichrist. Well, all of a sudden, here comes the Lord's Christ, Revelation calls it, on that white horse. And that's why they mourn, because, if that's the Lord's Christ, if that's the real Lord Jesus Christ, then who's this? That's what Thessalonians means, and then shall the wicked be revealed. He's going to be revealed as the wicked one at the very end. He isn't revealed as the wicked one in the beginning. He's the next greatest thing since sliced bread. Okay? Verse 29, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And Thessalonians says he shall be admired by all them that believe in that day. It's good to be on the winning team then, huh? You'll be grateful that you believe the Bible then. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. There you go. That's the last trump that Paul is referring to in 1 Corinthians 15. Okay? When Paul says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. There it is. Because there's 7 trumpets that sound in Revelation that brings you up to the middle of the trib. This is the 8th. 8 in the Bible is a number always associated, usually associated, most of the time associated, with new beginnings. There you go. I love this book. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. And all you people say, well, the elect, that's only Israel. The Apostle Paul calls you the elect in 2 Timothy 2. See? You're confused. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. Boy, Hal Lindsey, that heretic, made a lot of money off of that verse. In the late great Planet Earth, that heretic book. That's what happens when people don't understand the Bible. They buy stupid things. Verse 33, so likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Oh, I love verse 35, because look at what the mother hates. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. There they are. See them? There they are, in English, in my language. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, because you told the truth there. You know, there's a great verse that reminds me of that. You see that? Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Watch how the Apostle Paul words something that I just saw yesterday in my reading that is so beautiful. Look at what he says here in verse 25 of Acts 27. He's talking about some different incident, but anything God tells you, you can apply this verse. Verse 25 of Acts 27. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Whoa! Now I know he's talking about how everybody's going to be spared on the ship, but I believe God. And you better be of good cheer, because I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Amen to that. So when my Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away, I have them. When my Bible says it's pure, I have them. When my Bible says it's perfect, I have it. I don't believe the mother and all of her doctrines telling you, well, you got to go to the Hebrew and Greek to really find out the real clarification of the errors in the King James Bible. I don't believe the mother's doctrine. I believe my Father, and he says it right there. And because I believe that, that's why it just launches you into an excellent understanding of his book. Oh, verse 36, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. The reason it doesn't mention the Lord Jesus Christ here, not knowing, because Matthew presents him as king. And the king knows, but Mark presents him as what? A servant. And that's why it says not the Son. Okay, but no matter what, the Lord Jesus Christ does not know the day. Verse 37, but as the days of Noe were, that's Noah, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Now, when Noah was getting in the ark, isn't that a great verse in Genesis where the Lord tells Noah this? Look at this. Go back to Genesis. Remember, Noah built the ark? This is a wonderful passage. It all has to do with the mother. Watch this. All right. Look at chapter 7, Genesis 7. And the Lord said unto Noah, now he had already built the ark, come thou and all thy house into the ark. Why would he say come? Because God was in there. You see that? If God was outside the ark, he'd say go in the ark. When God said, come thou and all thy house into the ark, salvation and was right there in the ark. God was in that ark. Phenomenal. But anyways, during that time, there was how many people saved? Eight. Noah, his three boys, we get their names, and their three wives, and Noah's wife. That's eight people. We don't know the wives of the three boys, nor do we know his wife's name. But eight people were saved. All right? Eight. Why do you think there's going to be so few left when the Lord Jesus Christ returns? That's the same type of illustration. Okay? Look at all the ones that were killed. Only eight were saved. When the destruction hit. For as, see that? But as the days of Noe were, so all this dung that the mother would have you believe in the so-called Christian churches, millions are saved. The rapture's going to happen and millions are going to be missing just before the trip. Keep believing it. That's why when the tribulation starts, Thessalonians says there's a great falling away. Because you guys say, uh-oh, I'm left behind. And if I'm left behind, I wasn't a real believer. Swallowed up again, you dolt. It's not good that the soul be without knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, that book says. But as the days of Noe were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noe entered into the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Here's another mother doctrine that has you fooled, but this one's known by a lot of people. All you got to do is have basic Bible knowledge and you'll get this one. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Now they all say, you see, one's taken in the rapture. You goose. The ones who are taken off the judgment. And where their carcasses are, the eagle's going to get them, Luke said. They asked then Luke, where are they taken? And the Lord answers, whether you see the carcasses are there, will the eagles be gathered. The ones taken here are not good. So if you've always believed that's a good thing, you've been deceived by the mother's teachings. Verse 42, watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good men of the house had known on what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready. For in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord when he cometh shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. Amen. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. More mother doctrine. Watch this now. This is getting great. Chapter 26, look at verse 1. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said unto his disciples, ye know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover. Now change your brain, change gears, watch this. And the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. Then assembled together the chief priests and the scribes and the elders of the people unto the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas. A high priest living in a palace. Whoa! False religion of the day. Do you know of any person today who says he's the vicar of Christ living in a palace? In a false religious system? Well, back then the mother's false religious system had her high priest living in a palace. Same thing today. You know, I think of that, it makes me nauseated. The Lord Jesus Christ says, foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, but I don't have a place where to lay my head. He was homeless. Did any of you all think of that? That verse in John where he says, come see the place where the Lord was living, doesn't say where it was. Doesn't even say what they saw. He didn't have a place to live. Did you never read at the end of the Gospel of John in chapter 7? It says, everyone went unto their house, and Jesus went unto where? Look there. John 7. So you got to pick up these little things, and you will pick up these little things if you're reading and doing your homework. Look at John 7:53. And every man went unto his own house. Chapter 8, verse 1. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, verse 2, and early in the morning, where'd he spend the night? The Mount of Olives. Everyone else went home. Comfortable beds, eh? He goes to the Mount of Olives, most likely because of all the other verses of Scripture. He's praying in communion with his Father all night, as he always was. You see that? And then you got this goofy, stinking, evil, religious leader of the day in a palace. Verse 3, then assembled together the chief priests and the scribes. These are all religious leaders. And the elders of the people unto the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and consulted that they might take Jesus by subtlety. Who's subtle in the Bible? Satan. You see that? Subtlety, and kill him. False religion. The mother's religion today will seek to kill Jesus Christ again through subtle means. Well, I'm going to stamp out his teachings. I'm going to stamp out everything that you... Because listen, Jesus Christ is manifest on the planet again in the flesh of his real believers as they walk by faith and sound doctrine following that establishment commandment, the life of Christ lives. And that's why Romans 8:36 says we're counted as sheep for the slaughter. Okay, so as Jesus Christ lives again, he's going to get the same reception by false teachings from the mother's system. Mark it down. Verse 4, and consulted that they might take Jesus by subtlety and kill him. Kill him? That's what the mother desires. Same thing today. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar among the people. You little no-stones wimp. The Bible calls a man's, you know what, stones. They had no stones. None. None. Why don't you do it in front of all the people, huh? You got any stones about you? Verse 14, same chapter. Look at his false religious system. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priest. Which reminds me, you know our little Facebook fellowship group? I put a little notice there. Within 1 week, I've seen some people. We have some people I know what most of you believe, but there's some on there that I don't know what you believe. And you asked to join, and I said, you believe this? They said, yeah, and you don't fellowship, you don't post, you spy. That's okay, you don't have to post. It's a fellowship! You don't have to say anything, though, if you're shy. I'm not saying that. Because some of you say, well, that's okay, I like this. It's a fellowship. And I'm going to do all I can online for that little church online of real believers to make sure that it's real believers. So y'all better let me know within that week's time what you believe of those three areas of doctrine we posted. It's a safe haven. It's a place where real believers fellowship. And I'm not interested in someone coming in or mixing in there. Judas Iscariot, I know the Lord knew it. But still, okay, Paul was in perils among false brethren. Okay? perils among false brethren. Those false brethren came in privily to spout their liberty in the churches of Galatia. Verse 14, then one of the 12 called Judas Iscariot, because that's one of the tricks of the mother. You see that? To get her children mixed in with real believers. Nothing good can come of that. Listen, don't get me wrong. I deal with unsaved people all the time. What do you think I got salvation messages for? What do you think that some of you people listening to me for who were unsaved are no longer unsaved? You are saved. I deal with unsaved, but this fellowship, I'm doing all I can. I wish we all lived geographically close, but we don't. So I'm doing the best I can with the tools I have to offer through the discernment this book gives me, even online, to make it right. Verse 14, then one of the 12 called Judas Iscariot went unto the high priest and said unto them, what will ye give me, and I will deliver him unto you? And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. 30 pieces of silver. That was the price they charged for my Savior and your Savior. Sickening. Sickening. And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. Oh, absolutely sick. That's what the mother will do. Verse 47. You see, when I get in this section of the Bible, I don't like to see these things that happened to my Savior because it was my sin that caused all this. Verse 47, and while he yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12. See why I keep saying one of the 12, one of the 12. Yeah. One of the 12 came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priest and elders of the people. The religious leaders of the day send this mob, armed, an armed mob, to grab my beautiful, precious Savior who did nothing wrong. And you would have thought when they did that, right? That in John it says, they said, are you Christ? Or are you Jesus? He says, I am he. And they all go back and fall down. You know, I don't know why the goofballs got back up to grab him. If someone said, I am he, and caused me to fall down, I sure wouldn't be putting my hands on him. If I went to arrest someone in the old days, said, hey, are you Walter Jones here? I'm going to arrest you. Here's a warrant for your arrest. If you said, I am he, and it knocked me down, I'd be getting out of there. Verse 57. Watch this. And they that had laid hold on Jesus led him away to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. Ugh, that's sick. Religious leaders, the mother's religious leaders of the day. Priests were called father back then, living in palaces. You starting to get the hint? But Peter followed. Oh, yeah. And remember, who runs this false religious system today of the mother? Rome or Vatican City? And they that had laid hold on Jesus led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. But Peter followed him afar off unto the high priest's palace, and went in and sat with the servants to see the end. Now the chief priests and elders and all the council, a council meeting of religious leaders, sought false witness against Jesus to put him to death. False witnesses. So the mother's going to have a system involved with false witnesses. But found none. Yea, though many false witnesses came, yet found they none. At the last came two false witnesses. That's because in law it had to be two or three witnesses' testimony agreed to put someone to death. It couldn't just be one. But still, these two false witnesses come. And guess what? Their testimony didn't even agree, but they pushed it through. They railroaded them. Verse 61, and said, this fellow said, fellow, huh? Fellow? When he comes back on that white horse, see if he's called, hey, fellow, what's up? Fellow? This fellow said. You notice when they said that, he said the same thing about Paul. Go with me, hold your hand there to Acts chapter, I don't know, I'll find it. Acts chapter 26 in that neck of the woods, and that stupid Tertullus come down. There we go, Acts 24, when this goofy Tertullus who's burning in hell right now, representing the Jews, he starts to inform the governor against Paul in verse 1. And look at what he says about Paul in verse 5. For we have found this man, that's the Apostle Paul, who the life of Jesus Christ was living through his flesh, a what? A pestilent fellow. Notice, Jesus Christ was called fellow again when he lived his life through Paul. You see that? Fellow. Yeah, he's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the only potentate, the Son of the Most High God, my Savior. Fellow. You see, this stuff should fire you up, what the mother did to your Savior and what she's doing today. Verse 61, and said, this fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days. And the high priest arose. Really got off your little throne there? And the high priest arose and said unto him, answerest thou nothing? What is it which these witness against thee? But Jesus held his peace. That's because Isaiah prophesied he'd be like a lamb dumb before her shearers, and he openeth not his mouth. But Jesus held his peace, and the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. Mark said, I am. And Mark, he answered, I am. Jesus saith unto him, thou hast said, same thing. You said it. I am. Nevertheless, I say to you, hereafter shall you see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, he hath spoken blasphemy. You see what the mother will do? They will flat lie. No mother's system of false religious leaders that still happens today. He did not speak blasphemy. The high priest did. Totally upside down. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now ye have heard his blasphemy. What think ye? They answered and said, look at the mother's verdict on the Lord Jesus Christ, the mother's system at the time. He is guilty of death. Now remember, we're identifying the mother. It's a false religious system. He was not guilty of death. I was, and you were. Not him. You know, this. I hate reading this. I hate it. Then did they spit in his face and buffeted him, and others smote him with the palms of their hands. That's what false religion will do to your Savior. That's what the mother desires to do to Christ in you. You got it? And that's only the beginning. Saying, prophesy unto us, thou Christ, who is he that smote thee? By the way, all the people who smote him, there's no indication any of them believe. They're in the pit of hell burning. And when they get to the great white throne judgment before God Almighty, his Father, there's a perfect record kept who smote him. So as they mocked him, trying to get him to prophesy then, he knew. He didn't say anything. And God Almighty will show you who. How'd you like to see those goofballs at the great white throne, the ones who smacked him around? Hmm? Yeah. All right. What time we got? Because this is a great section here now. Okay. Now, go to Matthew chapter 27 and look at verse 1. Because you know what? I think I might even end it. No, I won't end it here today. I'll end in chapter 28. But look at this. Chapter 27, verse 1. This is huge. 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 When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. Now watch it. And when they had bound him, this is the false religion of the mother. Watch what happens. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. He was a governor of Rome. Okay? The mother's system, a false religious system, watch it, mixes with government. And the two have never separated since. They've mixed together there to kill Jesus Christ. They've been together since. Don't forget that. That is huge. This system, that's why it's not just a religious system. As the mother puts out her system through that false religious system, it mixed with the government, and they control the governments of the world, every nation. That's why Revelation says, look there in chapter 17. 17 of Revelation, look at the last verse. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. The kings of the earth, that's every king of the earth. That's their governments and everything. The mother has got it all. Don't worry, you're safe when you believe the book. Chapter 28, let's close out with this now. Chapter 28, look at verse 11. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. All right? That's the religious leader. This is after his resurrection. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, watch what false religion, mother system, it's involved in bribery, saying, say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept, and if this come to the governor's ears, again, mixing with government, we'll persuade him and secure you. Right there, verse 14. The false religious system of the mother is able to convince the greatest government of the world of a lie through bribery. And if this come to the governor's ears, they were already confident. We will persuade him and secure you. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of you with Pilate. That he was, you know, we'll just say the disciples stole the body. So verse 15, so they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. So you mark it down. You better believe it. We'll start, Lord willing, in Mark tomorrow. But you mark it down that the mother system, this false religious system, is designed, it mixes with government, and it's designed to kill the Lord Jesus Christ. Same thing today.